Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Let's have a toast for the obese. Let's have a toast for the fat souls. Let's have a toast for the lardass. Every one of them that I know.
I don't know what sexy is, and neither do they. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh!
Oh, this week we're uncluttering things!
Gotta unclutter it, Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I gotta unclutter my life. Oh. I gotta unclutter my life.
You do have to unclutter it, but Kendall, I know that listeners are like, whoa, the show's just begun. Whoa, I know it's Cliff and Kendall, the internet talk show / radio filler program on KBS8. It's Rye 99 in Busheltown. They're like, whoa, it's hosted by two fat people named Cliff and Kendall. And I'm glad that...
whoa.
And you're about to say whoa, because Kendall, I don't care what you say. I'm throwing to an emergency medium in.
Oh, God.
It's
oh
an
God.
Emergency.
Stop the presses. Time for Cliff's medium minute. Oh, God. Finally, we can talk about it, Kendall.
Terry was here. You were stuck in a mud pit 2 weeks ago. Last week, we were on marathon rye run duty.
I know. We didn't even get to talk about what happened.
We didn't get to talk about ourselves hardly at all. And...
so odd for us.
Listeners probably thought that I lost my mind, and maybe I have.
I think you did go a little crazy for a few days.
Did, maybe still there. But of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, oh my God. Once upon a time, previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, I used to have a mantra, everybody.
Never knew it would be over so soon.
I didn't either. And I had a mantra, and it was for those days when my anxiety medicine just wasn't cutting it. And I would sit and rock back and forth until I felt better, chanting, Rosie's on The View, Elvira's on Hulu. I can barely get through it. And although the 13 episodes of 13 Nights with Elvira's Halloween are still on Hulu. Oh, the sound that you hear in the distance is taps playing for my shattered mantra. Rosie has left The View as quickly as she came. She's gone like a thief in the night.
Well, Cliff, I was in line down at the Busheltown sub shop.
And I can't take it.
And I saw this on the news and I thought, oh my God, what is Cliff going to do? That's immediately the first thing I thought. That's your mantra.
That's what I thought too. I saw the morning the news broke, dear God, the morning the news broke, I saw things on Twitter, and they were like, well, don't leave your Twitter too, Rosie, and I thought, well, what? What has happened? Maybe she quit Instagram, right? No! My mantra died. You've heard it for the last time.
Well, we're going to have to think of a new mantra for you.
There is nothing. There is nothing left. To quote Flannery O'Connor, there's no joy in living.
Oh, we gotta find some light somewhere.
And bad things...
under some bushel.
In this media minute, bad things come in threes, Kendall. And I'm just afraid Rosie's left The View. Jake Gyllenhaal brutally snubbed for the Oscar. And I guess the third thing was Alan dying. But it's just terrible stuff, Kendall. And it's, you know... all of these things combined, are you not worried about me day and night?
I am worried about you. I'm very worried about you. I was at the sub shop. I was worried about you when I saw that news. And then you could barely even watch the Oscars. You didn't watch the Oscars. You sat in the corner and played with Fonky. I don't know. And, you know, while the rest of us watched the Oscars, but you just boycotted it. Wouldn't even watch them.
I didn't even listen. Fonky and I had that musical thing of hers going the whole time to drown it out for us because I could not. And that's really more for the Oscar minute later. But, Kendall, speaking of media, one more media morsel.
Okay.
I can't believe the show's not almost over. It feels like it should be in a media minute.
That's what the listeners are thinking.
They're thinking, damn it. it goes on like this? It does. Last thing in the emergency media minute here at the top of the show. Only recently, wonderful, beloved to my heart, Parks and Recreation went off the air. And as I wept, Kendall, during the finale, without giving any spoilers, yep. As I wept during the finale, I was laughing and weeping at the same time. And I thought the room was full of wepter. I had to coin a new word.
Wepter.
Like Mrs. Potter but a Better Turn. One day, Mrs. Potter but a Better Turn, out of nowhere, she coined the phrase to coin a phrase years and years and years ago. As everybody's well known for doing that.
She's the best at coining phrases.
Yeah, and I like the phrase to coin a phrase, which she coined many moons ago. But I the room was full of wepter. I was weeping. I was weeping and laughing at the same time, and just weeping, and I couldn't stop. I weefed after the show. You know, do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
After
it's over,
I turn it
off.
You're
still trying to get used to the fact that it's over.
Yeah, and I just kept. Do you ever do that with a book when you get done with the book?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just, like, sit and rock and cry. I did that this weekend, too. Probably because I'm in such a fragile state.
I think we're both in very fragile states.
I have no mantra left to turn to, and that's all for this emergency media.
Not to be real downer, it's been awful lately. I mean, you know, we had a big, huge freak snowstorm.
We had a freak snowstorm.
There's bees in here.
There's bees.
I don't know where they're coming from. I guess it got so cold, it, like, awoken the bees from hibernation.
I feel like it's in some sort of, like, scary movie, like the ground froze and cracked. And up from hell came these bees.
They're demon bees.
We've got them all out of the studio, I think, now. Charles, the contractor, has been shooing them out all morning. And Mrs. Potter, but a Better Turn, she will not even bring Fonky in here because she's afraid of these bees. I think she caught my girl late one night on TV.
She bought an EpiPen offline.
And I bought a pen, too. When you turn it this way, the pants come off.
Whoa!
And, Kendall, anyway, this is a show about cluttering.
It is.
Now, you brought up the snowstorm. I feel compelled to go with that.
I know. Well,
I'm sorry.
We'll declutter in a moment.
Sorry. Now, the freak snowstorm did come, and, it really turned all of Busheltown upside down. Uh-huh. We've been frozen. The members of the West Busheltown Baptist Church, they've been out picketing with signs that say Obama invented global warming as a boy in Kenya. But anyway, Kendall, the other day, after I had been frozen in my apartment above the fish hatchery for days, I was stuck in my studio apartment, Kendall. Everywhere I look, it's the same. It's the sameness is what I see. I had been there for days and days, and I thought, okay, I've got to go out. And so I walked down, that big steep hill. Walked down that hill, and my feet were icy wet the whole way. I had to go. I walked down to the food and more, down the road. Yes.
Were they open?
That far. They were open. And finally, I got there, and I ate Nutty Bars all the way home. It was raining.
And he ate Nutty Bars all the way home.
It was raining, but it was really funny. It wasn't funny. It kind of was funny, because at that point, it was like, it was one of those moments where you think, I've lost my mind.
Like sad music playing.
Yeah. Well, do you ever have a moment like this where you're like, this is so fucked up.
Yeah.
I've completely lost it.
I have that once a day.
Yeah. But I had it, and I was driving back. I wasn't driving. I was walking. I was walking, and people were driving near me, people whose cars were not frozen in, and they kept splashing me multiple times.
Oh, my God.
Like the opening of Sex and the City.
Couldn't get worse.
I know. But to me, all I could think was, I'm Carrie Bradshaw, and the opening of Sex and the City, and it happened. I was splashing. Every time I got splashed, all I could think was, dun.
That just shows your persistence to turn any moment of your life into a TV show.
But I went completely insane. But anyway, that is not here. It is not there. God, that is so off topic. Sorry.
No,
look. That's about the ice.
Okay, here's what happened.
And me being Carrie Bradshaw of Busheltown.
Miss Potter Butter Butter Churn came in one day.
Yeah.
And she was so excited because Busheltown's Uncommon Goods thrift store down the street was going out of business, and she was like, "Oh, we gotta go. We gotta get down there. We gotta get the stuff."
Yeah.
So we went and we bought so much stuff. I mean, treasures.
Yeah.
They had such good deals. I mean, I bought this like little dollhouse thing that I'm going to turn into a magic trick.
That's neat.
When you open it up, like fire's going to flash out and like somebody could appear in there.
Focus. Focus.
I bought a phone that has the Noid on it.
The Noid?
Yeah, from the Void, the Noid. From Domino's.
I had a conversation with somebody the other day about this. I had never heard of the Noid.
Have you been?
And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, you know, it's the mascot. I thought, wait, there was a pizza mascot that I don't know?
Avoid the Noid!
I don't think I ever ate Domino's when I was a kid.
Oh my god, you never saw the commercials? Did you look and see what he looked like?
Oh yeah, I looked him up. Okay. I looked him up because I was so flabbergasted. Anyway, I bought a sled. Before it snowed, luckily. Uh-huh. But then it snowed and I actually left it back at the thrift store so I couldn't actually go sledding.
Idiot. I bought season 4 of Becker just in case I ever watch the other seasons. But we bought bags and bags and bags of stuff. But what I really admired about them, not they're going out of business, but just getting rid of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known people in my life. Have you ever known anyone like this? Have you, listeners? Maybe you're like this. Do you know anybody who's just like, they have nothing?
Oh, God, yeah. And it makes me, I want to be there.
They bring nothing, they own nothing. I want to be that.
And these people, I don't know if this happens to you too, they'll like get something for special occasion, something like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
Like a card or something. I'm like, you have to keep that forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have to have everything that is special to you and keep it forever. I don't know why I'm like that. I'm like a hoarder.
Yes.
If people want tips on how to unclutter their lives.
Yeah, we thought we should help out. We should give you some tips to unclutter your life.
Yes.
Now, listen, I heard of somebody who they gave away. One, we're giving those away for free for years. Kendall, if belch fetishists ever got wind of the show, that is
boing,
a market to tap into. Kendall, I want people to do this. Just agree right away before I even tell you what it is. Agree to do this, you and you, the listener.
Agreed.
I want you to give away one thing each day.
Every day?
Every day of your life.
I can't agree to that.
Give it away.
Unless I get something that day and then I give it away.
To quote the Red Hot Chili Peppers, give it away now.
Oh, that's a tough one. I will try to adhere to that.
Give it away. I want you to give away something every day.
Yes.
I'll give away another tip. Yes. How about that?
All right. Tips don't count.
This is something my mother has always said.
Oh, God bless her.
When you're doing something, when you have a big task to
Kendall,
do.
Kendall, baby, stop eating like that.
She said that way. No, she never said that. That's the problem. She was like, here, you want some more?
Kendall's mom offers him more. I get anonymous hate mail through the snail mail saying, here, maybe you want to try these diet pills. Handwritten.
Sorry, well, that's why I'm so fat. Anyway, she has always said, when you have something you're working on, a big project, she's like, you know what? Just do one little bit at a time. And, you know, I think that can go for decluttering your house. If, you know, make a pile that's like stuff that you want to give away, stuff that you want to sell, stuff you want to keep, and then just tackle it one little piece at a time every day. Like you said, give away one thing.
I love it. Here's another thing. Here's another idea for people like Kendall who are like, ooh, when I say one thing a day, you're like, you can't do it. How about you do this? Make yourself a 5-song Madonna playlist. This works for me. And then you fill a trash bag full of shit you don't want. And then
it helps ease the pain.
Yeah, and then because it gives you a time limit. And at the end of the fifth Madonna classic, you're like, okay, I can stop. Whatever's in the bag, I'm giving
it
away.
But what if I just go real slow?
I can't help you.
I'm having trouble with this.
I can't help you if you're working against the tips.
It makes me anxious, Cliff.
These are quality tips that our writers took the time to fax us. And if you're going to work against them, I can't help you.
I don't work against them. I'm just saying it's hard.
If you're not for these tips, you're against them.
Cliff, I think I may have said this tip at some point during some topic show.
Exercise? Unclutter your body of
fat. No. You probably should exercise, but that's not this tip. This is something I read online at one point. I love it, and I plan to do it one day in the future. Take all your clothes at the beginning of the year, or sometime, whenever you're ready to do it, and turn all the hangers backwards. And then every time you get something out, you put the hanger back the correct way, and after a year, anything that is still backwards get rid of it.
Yeah, it helps you know what you don't
wear.
Is
that called the Oprah Closet Challenge?
On these notes that I've got over here, it is. But anyway, it's good.
If you Maybe would, I thought on Oprah.
Kindle's rebranding it the Kindle Closet Challenge.
It's the Kindle Closet Challenge.
It's a spinoff of a book he once wrote called Closets I Have Visited.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, I think that's a good. But now, in my closet, a lot of stuff would never get turned around because I can only fit into like four things. And they all are crumpled on the bottom of the closet floor. So, Oprah.
Get it out my closet.
I'm sorry, Kindle. What I want you to do, one more thing before the break.
Okay.
One more thing, I want you to just...
Mr. Bottom, calm down. One more thing.
Agree to it blindly.
Yes.
And say yes. Yes. Say yes to uncluttering.
Oh.
Kendra, what I want you to do this, I want you to locate 12 items. Just 12. Think of the movie 12 Angry Men.
Uh-huh.
Think of the 12 steps of, Narcanon or whatever.
I never made it.
Kendra, I want you to just take them. Get rid of them.
Take 12 things, get rid of them.
It's called my Take 12 Challenge. I want you to take it, get rid of them, do it now, do it during the break. And hey, if you get rid of 12 things before we come back from the commercial break, you owe yourself a Coke.
Okay, I'm going to try. I'll see what I can do.
All right, Kendall's going to try. He's got a box here in the studio. He's going to try to find 12 things, Kendall.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Raise your hand.
You got it.
Raise your hand.
You know it. You feel confident, secure.
Raise your hand.
You feel dry now.
Raise your hand.
You know why now.
Raise your hand. Think you're sure.
You've got it. That sure, secure, confident feeling. Because each sure gives you enough protection to help feel dry all day.
Confident, dry and secure. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. If you're sure.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back.
All right, Kendall, did you find 12 things?
Well, I did.
Take my Becker season 3 out of there.
I found 11 things.
All right.
But look, I got this other season of TV that I'm getting rid of that's like...
Not that season of TV. You can't get rid of that. Kendall, that's a season of TV that everybody loves that we're all going to want to watch over and over and over.
I know I love it. I can't say it. It hurts too bad. But that's several discs, so I actually have more than 12 things.
So bad.
I'm getting rid of this dollhouse. I'm not going to make it into a magic trick. I'm going to give it back.
Why do I feel so sad? Our prayers are with Bobby Christina.
Oh, yes.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Way to jump right into a sad moment.
Thought I was over you. I keep crying when I don't love you. All right, Kendall. All right. What I wanted to say,
right.
Speaking of people crying.
Uh-huh.
I went over earlier. I was looking for Dolores. I was going to take her that fruit basket, you know. I couldn't find her, but I saw Mrs. Pussybottom, and she was a little mad about our marathon coverage from last week because she said we only talked about Charles the Contractor, and we didn't talk about any of the other racers or marathoners. We only mentioned Charles.
Would you really call them racers or marathoners?
Not the way we described them, I would not. But I do have this.
Walkers.
She said, here, read this.
Okay.
She handed me this paper, and she said, here, mention the other runners, the other participants.
Okay.
So I will read them in descending order. We know Charles the Contractor rolled his way to the top. He won. He won the whole thing. Coming in fourth place was Deputy Frog Blast.
Uh-huh.
Not Sheriff Frog Blast, but one of his many relative deputies.
Mm-hmm.
Third place was Elaine Hooterhausen, your realtor, I think. Isn't she your realtor?
Mm-hmm.
And second place was, of course, Ralphie Blarp.
Ralphie Blarp.
So those were, and first was Charles the Contractor. Those were the winners and all of the runners in the Rye Run from last week.
Only time Charles, the contractor, and First has ever went in the same sentence.
Only time. Only in the future, I feel like there's going to be a sentence where somebody says, well, who died first? Charles, the contractor. That's it. And when they make a movie out of that.
It's going to win an Oscar.
It's going to win an Oscar, or at least be nominated, or possibly brutally snubbed. And speaking of brutal things, it's time to brutally end Cliffin Kendall's Oscar Minute.
Cliffin Kendall's Oscar Minute!
And the winner is Sally Field in Places of the...
Cliffin Kendall's Oscar Minute. Oscar
Love
Minute.
From the Endless Oscar movie, Minute. Endless Love.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Cliffin Kendall's Oscar
like
Minute. Oscar Minute.
Right now. You like me.
Cliffin Kendall's Oscar Minute. Oscar Minute.
So far, kid.
Oscar Minute. Frankly, right now, I don't give a damn.
Oscar, Kendall, it's been a tumultuous Oscar season.
Yeah,
here on Cliff and Kendall.
I know. I don't even like to bring it up or talk about it. You get into your rant.
Now, what did you think? You heard what I thought when that computer guy beat Michael Keaton.
I know.
I already blew my stack and I woke Fonky up and all, yada yada yada. I wasn't even.
I can only explain this one way, Cliff. I can only explain this to you one way. You know how I watch football and I watch the Super Bowl?
No, I never will understand how you watch football.
But you know that I do. You know that I do watch the Super Bowl, right?
Okay, the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'll give you that.
Let's talk about that.
Let's narrow it to the Super Bowl.
So I watch the Super Bowl.
I do love football.
I may not be so interested in the teams that are playing or give a shit who wins some years for sure.
Right.
But I want to see the commercials. You know, I want to be a part of the experience. So that's kind of the way I think about the Oscars. And I did not agree at all with some of the choices that won or the nomination. However, you know, I love NPH and I did enjoy watching him host the show, and the beginning part was good. It kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it that there was any merit to it whatsoever. Listeners know I've been checked out since the brutal snubbing of Jake Gyllenhaal. Every other category we could have told you beforehand, and it was a snooze fest. Snooze, even with my back to it, I was getting drowsy over there.
I fell asleep 3 times. I mean, I wasn't a food coma.
You were deep in a food coma. You were deep, deep, deep. There's a song that goes, down in a hole. I'm down in a hole. Down in a deep, dark hole. And that's like you in a food coma that you were in during the Oscars. And everybody's like, Lady Gaga, she can sing. Duh, where have you been?
I know. Everybody was like, oh my God, this is beautiful and amazing. I'm like, yeah, she went to Juilliard.
Where have you been? Did she just win a Grammy for that album with Tony Bennett? Was I the only one who bought it and signed copies of it? Am I the only one?
Did you hear she's going to be in the next American Horror Story?
I did.
Isn't that exciting?
That is. And that wraps up this Cliff and Kendall Oscar Media. That's it for Oscar season.
Yeah. Our season went on too long, just like the
Oscars. Far too long. And that's how you know it really had that Oscar spirit. That you're like, jeez, when will this end?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
But let's declutter our segments for a minute.
Let's declutter.
Now that we're done with Oscar Minute.
All right.
I'm glad we got that out of the way. I've been worried about that the whole show.
Now, here up next is something that Dr. Blathers prescribed for my mood. And it's something that goes like this. Me, me, mo, ma, mo, mo, moo. It's Cliff and Kendall's song.
Songs you should know. So that makes you want to sing out loud. Songs you should know. And now here are your hosts, Cliff and Kendall.
Here we are.
In the fat. In the flesh.
You, Kendall is fat. We gave away the secret.
You know how much.
Secret twist ending of the show. Kendall is fat.
You know how much this song irritates. I mean, this segment irritates me, Cliff, because I never get any of these right.
You don't get them
but
right.
But hopefully today will be different. Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Look, it's Lenny.
Yeah, I'm here,
guys. Come on in. What are you here for today? We have had so many problems with pests lately.
Well, you know, when your studio is a converted old garden shed that used to just hold rakes for years, and now we do a show in it.
Every time the weather changes or
something
rains,
you're going to have pests. You're going to have vermin. Other than Charles the contractor, come into the studio.
So what are you spraying for?
Bees today, guys.
Oh, they're the bee's knees.
I did see a beehive.
Well, hey, we're just about to do another game show here where it's called Songs You Should Know. Do you want to play along?
Yeah.
You could play while you're spraying.
I guess so.
Play while you spray.
Play while you spray.
Play while you spray.
All right, Cliff, why don't you start us out? Go ahead and
sing a
song. All right,
this is the song everybody should know. Here we go. I do have perfect pitch, Lenny. I have to warn you, I'm going to move you to tears over here, which is the perfectness of my notes.
I've been waiting all day.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah!
That's my personal favorite, Alanis Morissette.
That's right.
And the song is Hand in My Pocket.
Hand in My Pocket. Lenny's got one hand in his pocket, and with his other hand, he's spraying pesticides.
I was about to say, I always have a hand in my pocket, and the other one eating a cookie. A gathering of angels appeared above my head. No, you ever heard it?
No.
They sang to me this song of hope, and this is what they said. Lenny, do you know it?
It's a Man for Man.
No.
Or a Bruce Springsteen version.
No, this is Come Sail Away, Styx. Come sail away, come sail away.
I
thought he knew it.
I wish you would sail away.
Oh.
I know we all know. Lenny, I'd never heard
painful.
That. All right, here we go. She went away for the holidays. She said she's going to L.A., but she never got there. She never got there. She never got there, they say.
The Ramones.
Yes.
KKK took my baby away.
KKK took my baby away. They took her away, away from me. Yes.
Yes.
Why aren't you black?
I'm glad Lenny's here to choose these, because I was like, ooh.
Kendall would never, and
I never get them.
We could have
never
sat here for 10,000 years.
One day I'll get one.
Covering with dust, spiders just webbing all over us.
Spray for the spiders while you're here, too.
Spray for ya.
Tommy's got a six-string and hawk. Now he's holding in what he used to make it talk so tough.
John Bon Jovi.
That is John Bon Jovi, Lenny. Living on a prayer.
Yep.
Living on a prayer.
God. I didn't know the name of the song until you said it, so thank
you. Oh, whoops.
All right.
Wait, should we check with the judges? Oh, they said it's all right.
All right, Lenny. Lenny.
No, you're okay.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, I actually know that one.
You want to steal, Kenda?
I'll steal from Lenny. Ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no valley low. We know
I only
that.
Know it because once I was in band and I had to play this song. I had to play that song in band.
No,
I'm sure that's the reason.
We know it. We know it. No, Kendall, come out with the reason why you know it. We know it because it's the cool down on Sweating to the Oldies.
Oh, well, it is okay. On that, too.
It's the cool down.
I believe that.
All right, I'm more worried about you not knowing this one. Let's see. Late at night, when it's dark and cold, I reach out for someone to hold. When I'm blue, when I'm lonely, she comes through. She's the only one who can.
Kendall, original unpublished compositions do not count.
You don't know it, Lenny?
Nope.
My baby grand is all I need. That was Billy Joel and Ray Charles. It's called Baby Grand.
Yeah, I don't like them.
That was no.
Right.
No, that's one of the deep, that's one of those deep cuts that's nobody
the
knows
best
about.
One. That's like the number one on the single. It's a single.
It's the number one.
It's the number
single.
One on the single.
Number one on the singles charts there. All right. Well,
don't the singles only have one song?
Oh!
All right, that's all I'm singing to you, Kendall.
I'm not singing to you anymore, Cliff.
No.
That's all the time we have today for Songs You Should Know. Join
Good.
Us next time for more Songs You Should Know. Oh, bye, Lenny.
Wait, I was going to ask if you wanted to stick around for the rest of the show, but all right. He's gone.
Oh, I just love when we can have a song to sing on the show, Cliff.
I have
Especially
always...
when you let me sing.
That was sounds I deeply regret. Kendall, I've always got a song in my heart. I've got a song in my heart for you. I've got a song in my heart for Rosie, and we'll meet again.
one of these days.
And that's sad.
Oh, it's so sad to say goodbye to our show. It is sad.
It's so sad. If our listeners are as sad as we are.
You think they're sad? I'm sad.
Why don't you unclutter your life, first of all, and then go over to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com,
sure.
facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT.
Sure. Kendall.
Cliff.
Listen up.
Listen to me.
You yourself, you, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. And that was said by Huda Buddha.
Buddha. Love it. Cliff, we are used to cleaning the outside house, but the most important house to clean is yourself. Your own house, which we never do.
My own outhouse.
And that was Marina Abramovic.
Oh, okay. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. Know what I mean? And that was said by Huda Buddha again.
Oh, another Buddha.
Another Buddha. It's a 2-for-1 Buddha special.
Cliff, you're going to love this one.
I'm going to love it. Is it Buddha?
No. Better. The day I
better
wore...
Better than Buddha?
Better than Buddha.
I can't believe it's not Buddha.
The day I worry about cleaning my house is the day Sears comes out with a riding vacuum cleaner, and that was Roseanne Barr.
Comes out with one you can ride on, and that was Roseanne. I loved it when I said it whenever that was, and I love it again.
Sorry, it works.
I love it. I love it. I want to keep it coming back.
Cliff, why don't you take us home?
The hits keep on coming. Take me home. Uncluttered road. I dream of an uncluttered day. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, yes. Kendall, find 12 more things to get rid of.
No! 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 No!
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
All right, Kendall. All right, Kendall. All right, Kendall. All right, Kendall. All right.